I want to play this. This is The Arrow. I'm going to play it last night on Footy Classified. And this is Caroline Wilson on the appointment of Nick Del Santo as the AFLW coach for St Kilda.
Another favourite son gets a senior women's coaching gig, and yet again we see the women's game being further remoulded into the shape of a man. We see it at the Olympics and we keep seeing it in footy. Male coaches turning to women's sports and too often using those sports as a pathway back into the male game. Yes, St Kilda interviewed women for the job. One even made it to the shortlist. Until the AFL promotes women's coaching pathways from the bottom to the top, the jobs for the boys will continue.
So that's on the back of Nick Del Santo being appointed. I wasn't aware that, I didn't even know that Nick was going for the job. So it got to the stage where there was a shortlist. Obviously there was Nick. I didn't, according to Caroline, there was a female coach that had made it to the shortlist as well.
What's the
obligation then? Do you appoint the best coach, or do you appoint the female coach to make sure that you have a strong representation in the coaching ranks?
Well, I think you attack
a strong representation. There's no representation of a female in the coaching ranks.
Okay. Just in answer to your question, do you know what the coaching pathways program is for female coaches?
No, I don't.
Is it part of? I know that there is a coaching pathway, and they do level, two, three, four courses, and I know David Whedon has been part of all that too, behind the scenes at the AFL for a long period of time. Is the same system open and available to women?
I would imagine so.
Okay, but neither
you can do your level one and level two and all that sort of stuff.
That's right. So
yeah, I would think so.
So has the pathway been developed? Which is my question to you.
Is it available to the women to? Or to the females to be able to be involved in the coaching pathway?
Because that's the question that Caro said. That pathway is it there?
I don't know the answer. I would say yes. I assume. I'm just assuming that if you want to be a coach and you want to enter and put yourself forward for a level one coaching course, that would be available to you.
My simple answer to that question would be that if you're the coaching panel, do you not want the best person for the job? Now, I don't know. I didn't sit down and interview any of those people, so I don't know who the best person for the job was. Has Nick Del Santo coached before?
Yes, he's been coaching there as
juniors.
The next generation academy coach. He's been coaching at the AIS for the AFL. He's been involved with their elite program and been involved with their father-son program down there at St Kilda as well.
Okay, so if I'm a player... from a player's perspective, and I'm sure there are not enough female coaches out there at the moment. I'm sure that, and I'm hopeful that in time there will be a whole bevy of women coaches that come through, say the coaching system, and then have the experience, whatever it might be, right? So, but if I'm a player, I want the person who can produce the best team performance for me as a player to give me the best advantage to develop as a player and then ultimately experience success as a team member of that particular team that's coached by whoever it might be, male or female.
So why is there no female coaches then?
I can't answer that question. I don't know whether or not there is enough female coaches in this. I don't know. I really don't know. But my answer to your question is, okay, who is the best person?
Well, Peter Searle was the coach.
Okay, who is the best person to deliver the best results for the individual and for the team, be it man or woman?
Do you have to have an eye to the development of the coach?
Always. I think there's always got to be
okay,
the
so
eye to that.
Is there a level of compromise there to say, okay, maybe the female candidate is not at the level of the male, but in the interest of trying to attract more women into coaching, and therefore
that should be a consideration. That should be a consideration. But we haven't had this elite competition for very long,
yep.
Have we?